Hello.
Hi, this is
Yes.
Alex reaching out. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, very satisfied.
I just satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. So the next question is, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. So the first topic is K-12 education.
Yes.
10. Okay. The next one is reproductive freedom.
What?
Reproductive freedom.
Representative freedom?
No, reproductive freedom.
Spell it, dear, because you have an accent and I don't understand you.
Okay, yeah, I will spell it for you. REPRODUCTIVE. Reproductive freedom.
Relative?
No,
Representative?
reproductive.
Okay. I still don't know what that word is.
Sorry, just give me one moment then. Let's go to the next one. Criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice what?
Criminal justice reform.
Okay. How important is it?
Yeah, in a scale from 0 to 10.
I say 8.
8. Okay, thank you. The next one is jobs and wages.
10.
8. Okay. The next one is a student loan debt.
Student loan debt?
Yeah.
10. Shouldn't be none.
Okay. Thank you so much. The next one is healthcare.
10. We shouldn't have to pay. Although this is a capitalistic society.
Yeah.
For profit. So, but anyway, I'm ready for the next one.
The next one is abortion rights.
That, no. One, what right does the child have?
Okay, understand. Next one.
Yeah, most people don't think about that. They don't think about the embryo or the baby. They just think about the mother. But that's a life.
Yeah, I understand completely. So the next one is inflation and the cost of living.
Freedom? Oh, 10.
Okay. No, inflation and the cost of living.
Inflation and the cost of freedom?
Living.
Oh, cost of living.
Yeah.
Inflation and cost of living. 9.
9. Thank you. The next one is racism and discrimination.
10.
10. The next one is immigration.
9.
9. The next one.
No, let me change that. Let me change that to 8.
8. Okay, understand. Thank you. The next one is democracy.
Democracy?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 10.
A 10. The next one is crime and violence.
So you just give me a topic and I'm supposed to rate it, not knowing where it's coming from. Is it for or against?
No. It means, okay, then you need to rate it in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue.
I know what it means. I know what it means. I got that part. But you asked me about what again? How important it is to me, right?
Crime.
Say what the topics are again.
Yeah.
Crime and violence. I say 9.
9. Okay, thank you. The next one is climate change.
10.
10. And the next one is voting rights.
Who?
Voting rights.
Oh, voting. Okay, 10.
10. Yeah. And the other one was reproductive freedom.
Freedom is always good. 10.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward to the next one. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are 10. Thank you so much. The next one is, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
55.
Thank you. The next one is, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's in public health.
Okay, master's degree. Thank you so much. The next one is, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
5.
5. Okay. The next one is, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to the community.
6.
6. Thank you. Okay, The next one is, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, an organization, please let me know. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
If I have feelings about her?
Yeah. If your opinion is 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable towards her. If you have a 10, very warm and favorable towards her.
I'll say about a 7.
7. Okay. The next is the Republican Party.
Republican Party. Initially, mostly all African Americans were Republicans. Did you know that? Oh, back no. in the day. Yeah, initially most African Americans were, or black, as people like to say, which has no connotation of history or culture when you say black, but African American does. But anyway, I'll say seven.
Seven. Thank you so much. The next one is Donald Trump.
What?
Donald Trump.
I like Donald Trump. So I'll give him about a seven.
Seven. Okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
He's trying to do what he can for what he has, but I'll give him about a six.
Six. Okay. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't know his politics, so I'll give it a five.
A five. Okay. The next one is the Democratic Party.
Okay. Supposed to be for democracy, Democratic Party. They try, so I'll give them about a seven.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one, we have a couple of questions more. Remember, your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very thankful that you are helping me with this. So, the next question is, I know it's a long way off, but is the November 2024 election for president were held today? For whom will you vote? Kamala Harris?
Probably. Go ahead.
Yeah. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, you are undecided, or you don't plan to vote?
I'm undecided right now.
Undecided, correct. Okay, let me check the next one. Okay, if you had to choose, for whom will you vote? It's the same question again. I can read you the candidates if you want. Or you
No, I would vote for Trump.
Oh, okay, Donald Trump. Thank you so much. The next question is, I know it's a still long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided.
Depends on their politics and who best serves my community.
Undecided.
And what they have offered to the community.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Then, okay, the next one is the same. If you feel undecided still, because it say, if you had to choose, for whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or undecided still?
Undecided. Who's the best candidate for my community?
Understand. The next one is, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump. Thank you. The next one is, thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Better. Thank you. And again, thinking about your network or friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them, it's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote.
I would say most vote.
Most of them. Okay. Thank you so much. The next one is, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you told should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or even prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or even certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or even certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
I'm undecided on that.
Okay, not sure. Don't worry. The next one is the white supremacist.
You got that all up in Congress. Not much progress.
Not much. So they don't they didn't prevent the progress. It's a zero to you.
Right. This is a call. This is America. This society is not geared for people of color.
Okay, I understand.
The only reason why they do is because they have to, because it is supposed to be a democratic society. But anyway, I digress, and I don't want to be. What's the next question?
Yeah, the next topic is the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly. Certainly, they did not prevent progress, or certainly they prevented progress of the country.
They did not provide progress, or they did. Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
In Georgia. I'm from Georgia. Well, I lived there for over 30 years. Did they provide progress? I would say the same.
Prevent progress.
Did they prevent progress?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a convoluted question. Because if you're going to say that, you could have asked if they prevent progress in regards to the people and what people did they provide progress for.
Mm-hmm.
Was it African Americans, minorities, Hispanics, or was it Caucasian? When you look at it, if you got a congressperson or someone in Congress and they're Caucasian, most likely they're going to be for their people, even if it's on a subconscious or subliminal level. So I'm going to be neutral on that.
Neutral, okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
I like Donald Trump. Everybody says he's for people for money, for making money, and I don't see nothing wrong with that. So I say he's trying to provide progress.
Mm-hmm. So to you, he don't prevented progress, right? So it's a zero?
What, did not provide progress? No, I didn't say that. He did provide progress.
Prevent progress.
Oh, zero. I would say that.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Did he prevent progress? No, he didn't prevent it. He wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The next one is President Biden.
I think Joe Biden is sort of a wimp. although I do like him, I think he's sort of a wimp. Well, I'm going to give him a five, though.
A five. Okay. The next one is...
He means well.
Yeah. The next one is Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court. I'll give him about a six.
Six. Okay. And the next one is Governor Kemp.
I don't know much about him, so I'm neutral. Five.
Neutral. Okay, thank you. Let me check something. Okay, we are just about to finish. Allow me just a few more minutes. Of course, remember, all your answers are very helpful. I am very glad that you are helping me right now. So, the next one is, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So, the first statement is, the 2019 Foster Youth to independence program offer 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18-24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
You, what is it affected by homelessness, you said?
Yeah, let me check.
No, I didn't understand that question.
Yeah, no, it's not a question. It's a statement that I'm reading to you, and you need to rate in a scale from 0 to 10 if that will motivate you to vote or no, in a scale from 0 to 10.
And these are policies you're talking about. They're just policies. They haven't been voted on and become law, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you sure? Do you even know?
No, I don't have any opinion of this.
I asked you if you know about what a policy is as opposed to a law. If you're asking questions, you need to know something.
Of course I understand, but I'm not allowed to say any of it.
But I didn't ask you to tell me anything. I asked you to explain what you meant by policy and or law. But ask the question, dear.
Yeah, don't worry. I will read it to you again. Okay?
Thank you.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request...
Okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. So I want to get up to that part because these are long questions. You're saying that the people in foster care, should there be a policy or a law that provides them with help after they have tapped out on the age of being in foster care?
Yeah. There is a program. There is a program
So the program that offers them some help, on a scale of 0 to 10, do I think that that program would be a good program?
Yeah.
I would say 10.
But let me continue with the statement. So, Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth between 18 and 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. So that statement about that problem will motivate you to vote?
Okay, wait a minute, but I'm not understanding the question. How are they, you saying that they are affected by homelessness? In a negative way or a positive way?
In a negative way. Because Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8, you know?
Okay, and that's for to prevent homelessness for...
Yeah, for the black youth or people aging out of foster care. So that is a problem. By voting, you can change that problem, so that will motivate you to vote or no?
It will motivate me, so 10.
Okay, 10, thank you so much. The next statement is, we have made strides towards building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Seven.
Thank you. The next one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 5,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 100,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
So from 0 to 10, 10 means that they should, 10 going forward, going higher means that it should be provided. Lower means that it's okay where it is.
No, it means that that problem will motivate you to vote in order to change that issue.
Okay, I got it. Because healthcare should be free. In most countries, it is. So I would say 10.
Thank you so much. The next one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving 21 million monthly.
What? What's that last word you said?
saving 21 million monthly. Like, for months.
Million what?
Million monthly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, five?
Five, not sure. Don't worry. And the next one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodation for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
So he's blocking pregnant women from what?
Yeah, he's blocking pregnant workers to the Fairness Act that protects these workers. Like, giving the vacation that pregnant women need.
Okay, got it. So the higher, like if I said 8, 9, or 10, means that I'm in favor of that policy.
No, it means that statement, that problem will motivate you to vote and make a change.
Okay, I'll give it a 10. It'll motivate me.
Thank you so much. So, I understand that this is taking a lot, but thank you so much. I appreciate your time. So, thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going
okay,
to ask
you. Okay, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So, please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay? So, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? In a scale from 0 to 10.
Five. I'm neutral on that.
Okay. The next one. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? In a scale from 0 to
7.
Thank you. And the next one, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same,
no change. Okay, the next one is, do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
A straight.
Straight, thank you. Are you married?
No, let me change that. I would say bisexual.
Bisexual.
Or bi-curious.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
I'm widowed.
Widowed. Okay, thank you. The next one is, are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? You mentioned that you were African-American, right?
Yes, I am.
So, okay, let's say that no. And the next one is, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Republican.
Republican, okay. And how will you describe your employment status? Will you say you
I'm
are
retired.
Retired, okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would say on the 30,000.
20,000. Okay, let me check.
No, under 30.
Okay. Yeah, I have it.
I'm retired. Social Security doesn't pay much.
I understand. Yeah. So let me check. What's next? Oh, okay. Thanks again for your help. And your opinion is very important. I'm very glad that you provide me some of your time. And have a nice day, okay?
Thank you, dear. You too.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day.